Stralow. Back to working with just two CD players here. Thankfully. One of them's got Stralow in it.
10605, number 3.
Stralow being Bertrand Denzler.
Stralow also being the name of a woman that was excavated from a permafrost mass grave in Alaska recently in order to research avian flu virus.
That and my neck. Bertrand Denzler on saxophones. Axel Dorner on trumpets. And computer. Actually, Bertrand only plays tenor. Daniel Erdman plays two saxophones, baritone and soprano. Hear him? Michael Greener on drums. Gunnar Mueller on iPod, mini disc, selected percussion, and electronics.
They're crediting iPods now?
Not with being DJ equipment, just with being equipment.
Clickety click.
You know, originally iPods were designed for military use.
So were Apples.
What do you think about the recent flu outbreaks on the internet?
Newton. Big Newton. It really is amazing that the entire board here is like one singular instrument as a result of these microphones just sitting on them.
It's kind of funny because the board is about 9 feet wide and 4 feet thick, deep, I mean.
And laden with equipment, I think Andrew can... I think a third of it works?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Well, that brand new disc doesn't play in Disc Player 2. Shit.
What, the meal?
The meal.
What do you...
I talked about it last week. You'll have to get the inside scoop on the outside of the microphone. But he also made me this next disc. He wouldn't tell me what it was because I had a whole stack of things I wanted to get from him. And I was like, what is this? Make a Rising. He was like, some of my friends from Philly. I like it. That's what we're going to hear now.
This one's...
Oh, I'm mine.
Thank you.
Flip the notch, be the switch. I've got Klaus on my side.
Das Beste, was du weißt, darfst du dem Buben doch nicht sagen. Am 10. März 1898 erklärt Freud in einem seiner beschuggenen Liebesbriefe an Fies, dass seine Liebesperiode nunmehr synchronisiert sei.
Das Beste, was du weißt, darfst du dem Buben doch nicht sagen.
There's only so much of that I can take. Even if it is the only CD that'll play in CD player number 2.
CD player number 2 is a large, rectangular Sony device. It's not necessarily forward or backwards compatible with anything else here.
This next thing is a Hollies song recorded in Italian called Non Prego Per Mare, which means not spaghetti sauce ready by the sea.
That's a Presbyterian interpretation.
Presidential. Contrary to common relief, The Unwrinkled Ear is a weekly radio program.
Slash excuse.
Slash buoy. By the sea.
Quante uomini han vissuto prima che io nascessi. E perché hanno vissuto. Quante cose ci han lasciato e quante altre no. Oh, 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 oh. È venuto il mio momento di partire per la vita. Fate quello che potete. Io creda in qualche cosa perché io creda in voi. Oh, 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 oh. Non prego per me, ma per tutti. Non prego per me.
This moment brought to you by Low Fidelity
Blisters and Corns.
Insert frustration here.
Take it away here.
and the legs are long. I'm like the boss, I like to rock the court. And when they walk, they don't cry. See, they got to have a number for me. That was the time I was all alone. Somebody tell me, thought I was gone. Young bloody dumped me. Said, now see what you were doing, brother, to ahead of me. That way I get my blood. I use a sand to cause when I want my loving, a brother's got to have. See, they got to have a mother for me.
Yeah.
I think all of you out there with feral cats should give it up right now to the unwrinkled ear. This man is operating with what could be realistically compared to the equivalent of the first 1,500 most used words in the Constitution.
I make good on my promises. Except when I forget to pile them up. Buddy DeFranco. hey, we're going to get to more sleazy jazz in a second. Uncle Wrinkled Ear going out, but we got to hear Buddy's Blues. This thing is so goddamn sleazy. And it was it was recorded with Art Blakey on drums, Kenny Drew on piano, Milton Hinton on bass. I'm sure Mea Culpa's coming up sometime soon. This is from, goddamn, what year is this? Does the information in this booklet have anything? It sounds to me like about 56. That's what I'll give it. This is Buddy's Blues.
A bunch of spatial relations we're dying for.
Sleazy clarinet. Thank you. The Unwrinkled Ear is still on due to a force of circumstance, but we're going to leave you fully loaded. Except when the Winamp skips.
Winamp. Win and amp. The really wonderful thing about this contact mic table is this sound. You're probably familiar with it. That one right there. You hear it at least, I would guess, 1,024 times in any given hour. I know that whenever I'm
What's
here,
really sad is I dug that song that was playing, but I closed a separate window because I thought it was loaded already into it because it was playing, and then I paused it, so I shut down this other window. But what? How it turns out is that when you shut that other window, that's where it's getting all its information from, so nothing is ever buffed completely.
Feel free to call in and tell them to cut it short. I guess I should take this opportunity. I've been to bed with all of them. Chopin was always playing. They did not resemble it or one another. It was always good. No distresses, no diseases. The windows at dawn were always clean. Breakfasts were reverent, quiet, and glad. I left about the time the mail got there, as if I were the reverse of information. They always held a letter from their mother in their hand while they waved the other at me, already disappearing into those dense green hedges I have never learned by name. Is a woman carrying her laundry up a hill? I say no one is not the church I thought the clutch could be after the movement of God in my mountains, and anything that moves reveals itself. Sudden revelation. Aggression. Boulder dash.
I thought the clutch could be the moon.
Forgive him into silence as a dog falls quiet as so many piemen hurried a dumb bear, ankle twister, questioner. Drums dreams run over by a bus on the way home from work tonight. This, I think this is, this sounds like new.
No, I really like the sound of this band.
Oh, the Japanese band.
The Japanese band new? I thought you were talking about Noi. What are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about GNU.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I really like that band too. So no wonder I might like this.
We're talking and not listening.
So
wait,
get a load of this Polaroid that fell out of a CD that I picked up the other day. I mean, I've owned this CD for about 8 years.
There's a guy, he's about 18, he's wearing these sort of like Jim Morrison type Ray-Bans, except obviously he's popped the neutral density lenses out of it, and he's squinting. He's got sort of this half mullet, and he's not quite at like the post-pubescent need-to-shave-every-day state. But he's obviously got a few curly cues popping out, and his teeth are completely perfect. Really.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can
He's got a double
pop
chin.
The lenses out.
He's making a peace sign. Just fill out the Robert Kelly board. Stones versus words and things.
I wrote a thing about rocks and stones versus words and things. Like
98.6 is death.
And the,
you
and,
are not alive.
And the phrase boulder dash and how relevant that is when you actually think that words are things. Like words are like rocks.
The back of this Polaroid is addressed to Coattail Records, P.O. Box 1007, Madison, Wisconsin, 53701. Huh.
Bring back my energy.
Oh, that completely explains where I got this photograph from, then. Yeah, this came out of a 7-inch called Hunter's Safety on Coattail Records.
Dolphinry.
I didn't even look at the back, I just looked at the picture of the guy.
Dolphinry. I say it's a knowing hand.
That staying in a home like this, which is expensive, my money will run out, but my folks all say, my daughters and my sons all say, don't worry, we'll come through.
Can the repetition of a complex carpet lead the way to and through original Eastern cities of its enterprise?
What's going on, baby? I'm gonna leave pretty soon, because, you know, the other show hasn't showed up yet, but one of the guests on the show has, and I'm gonna turn over the reins.
Enough to answer me.
What? Yeah, I'm talking to you, baby. That's why you can hear me in two places.
Hey, Emily. How you doing?
She's doing all right, Dwight.
I don't...
Yeah, it's time to back it up. I'll see you on the flip side.
Should we pick anything up on our way over?
Are Eric and Gail still over there? You want us to pick up some beer, okay. Are Eric and Gail still over? Call him and tell at least Eric to come back over.
If I ride my bike, do you have a tire iron I can use?
So nobody's over there, but you want us to pick up more beer?
That sounds like a great idea. Suppose America.
Okay. We'll see you over there. See you down there.
Bye, Emily. See you soon.